Then Bixen landed, ducking behind a massive kolg trunk that protected him from the sniper's nest. He spun to face Saha's pistol fire, and when he saw who was attacking him, the force boiled with his outrage. Dropping the Sharnag into the soft bed of the Mabu, he switched to a two-handed grip and began to bat Saha's attacks back at her so quickly that Luke barely had time to force tug his aid to safety. Even then, the Tagorian sent the last bolt flying directly into the gathering of masters, and Luke had to raise a force-shielded palm to deflect it. Bixen froze in mid-whirl. He stopped with his body sideways to Luke, keeping the lightsaber at high guard and one leg cocked, ready to spin into another force leap. His presence was quivering with shock and shame, but his outrage remained, as though the attack from an unexpected quarter had been an undeserved indignity. "Stand down," Luke called, using the force to project his voice over the entire testing arena. He summoned the Sharnag from the spot where Bixen had dropped it. "The exercise is over." The director of the academy, a tall, dignified Jedi master named Cam Solasar, signaled Bixen to remain where he was, then took the egg from Luke.
"Bixen's pride has always been his greatest weakness," Cam said. "I fear his skill only contributes to it."
"There is a darkness inside him," Luke said. "And the days are gone when the Jedi can afford to train their own enemies." As Luke said this, he was remembering the long line of knights who had gone to the dark side, under the constant stress of combat and subterfuge that was the everyday life of a Jedi. The most recent had been his oldest nephew, Jason Solo, who had become the Sith Lord Darth Kydus. To end Darth Kydus' reign of terror, Luke had been forced to assign Jason's twin sister, Jaina, to hunt down and kill her brother. It had been one of the most difficult decisions of his life, one that had left him heartbroken and doubting his own ability to prepare young Jedi Knights for the spiritual tests in their futures. Cam continued to study Bixen in thoughtful silence, and his wife, Jedi Master Tion Solasar, stepped forward to ask the question on everyone's mind.
"So, dismissal?"
Corrin was quick to shake his head.
"I think that would be premature," he said. "The Sith are still out there, and someday they will show themselves again."
"And when they do, we're going to need superb fighters like Candidate Bixen," Jaina said. "Plenty of them."
"So we lower our standards?"
Cam asked.
He cast an uneasy glance at Tion's prosthetic leg. Just one of the artificial limbs she needed after a torture session with a henchman of Darth Kydus.
"We don't dare. Not when we might be creating the next Sith Lord."
"Cam, that's not fair to Bixen," Corrin said. "He's still a youngling. Mistakes are to be expected."
"Mistakes, yes," Luke said. "But faults in character? No."
"It's hard to know the difference at Bixen's age," Jaina said. "Character isn't merely genetic. It's built through experience."
"And through instruction," Corrin added. "If a candidate isn't ready, we mustn't advance him. But does that mean our only alternative is dismissal? Because if it does, we are the ones who have failed."
Luke fell silent for a moment, then finally said,
"You're right, Master Horn."
He motioned Bixen to approach.
"After bringing him this far, we should not give up easily."
The Tagorian marched forward, chin held high and ears erect, trying to conceal the anxiety he was pouring into the Force. It was clear that he regretted batting a blaster bolt back toward the Masters, but there was also indignation in his aura, as though he refused to accept that the mistake had been his. When Bixen came within a couple of steps, Luke motioned him to stop. The Tagorian was already close to 2 meters tall, with red-brown fur and a powerful build that would have made him an imposing figure even without a Jedi lightsaber hanging from his belt. After the combat test today, there could be no doubting that he would one day be a formidable warrior. But whether that would be in the service of the Jedi or someone else remained to be seen.
"Candidate Bixen," That was an impressive performance, Luke said. Do you think you're ready to become Master Solo's apprentice?